Yes, greetings today in Jesus' name. Thank you for calling in to the Daily Inspiration. This is Steve Clark, and today is day 6 in our 7-day series here on cosmos or the world. And we've been looking at the systems of the world, that this is what God has called us or told us not to love. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that's in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. So the systems of the world that God is not wanting us to love, it's not talking about the people of the world. We're to love our enemies. We're to love our neighbors. We're to love one another. We're to love our brethren. But it's not talking about that. God loved the world, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. But it's the systems of the world that he calls or tells us not to love and also not to be friends with. Whosoever is a friend of the world is the enemy of God. Not to be spotted by. Pure religion and undefiled before God is to keep himself unspotted by the world. And he doesn't want us to be conformed to the world. Be not conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So in my study of this topic, it seems to me that the systems of the world is what God is lifting up here, and what he is not wanting us to be a part of. And we've talked about the monetary system. We've talked about the political system. We talked about the fashion system. And in all of these systems, they relate to one of those three things, or even two or three of those three things: the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. In these systems of the world, and in this that God doesn't want us to love or to be friends with, man is lifted up as the prominent figure. He is lifted up as the center of everything, but instead God wants us to lift him up, wants people of this world, wants all the people to lift him up and to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And that's where it was in the Garden of Eden. And when Adam and Eve were there walking with God in the Garden of Eden, and the world was perfect, there was no sin, there was no pain, there was no suffering, there was no death, there was no anger or fighting, but it was a perfect, peaceful, beautiful world. That was the cosmos that God created. But then sin came into the world, and the cosmos changed, and it was polluted, and it's been changing ever since, where instead of God being the center, man is the center. And so that's just a little review of what we've been looking at here this week. I'd encourage you to go back and listen to some of these others, especially the second day of the month, because that was pretty much the introduction. So where are we at today? Today I want to talk about the religious system of the world. What is the religious system of the world? Well, there's probably more said about this man-made, man-centered system than any of the other systems of the world. And I mentioned a bunch of different systems. Like I said, the monetary, political, fashion, there's the entertainment, there's the insurance system, there's, I can't think of them all, but I think I had 11 different systems that I mentioned one day. I think it was on her introduction day. But the religious system of the world, like I say, there's more said about this system, and this is a system that God wants us to hate. He doesn't want us to love. He doesn't want us to be friends with. He doesn't want us to be spotted by. And he doesn't want us to be conformed to this religious system. like I say, there's so much there. It's hard to. I'm only going to be getting just part of this in just a few minutes here. But I encourage you to think about these things, and I encourage you to ponder even your own religious experience, even your own life, even your own church, and your own where you're at. And as we look through this, and as you think about it, then throughout today. In Matthew 23, I guess we'll start there. Turn over there. Matthew 23. Too far. Here we are. Okay. Then spake Jesus to the multitude and to his disciples, saying, "The scribes and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat. All, therefore, whatsoever they bid you observe, that observe and do, but do not be after their works, for they say and do not." And this is something that Jesus comes down very hard on, is hypocrisy, saying one thing and doing another thing, being hypocrites. That is one of the things of this religious system that God does not want us to be like. And talking about then these scribes and these Pharisees, Jesus says, "For they bind heavy burdens and grievous to be borne, and lay them on men's shoulders, but they themselves will not move them with one of their fingers." Oh, it just goes on. I could read the whole chapter here of chapter 23 of Matthew, and I would encourage you to read that. But let's turn over towards the end of it. Let's go over to verse 25. "Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites." This is just one of many woes. He starts, I think, up in verse 14, maybe. Verse 13. "Woe unto you, scribes, Pharisees, hypocrites." But this one here, verse 25, "But woe unto you, scribes, Pharisees, hypocrites, for you make clean the outside of the cup and of the platter, but within they are full of extortion and excess. Thou blind Pharisee, cleanse first that which is within the cup and platter, that the outside of them may be clean." So what's he saying here? He's talking about a people that make themselves look nice or holy or righteous on the outside, but inside there's a problem. And Jesus said that's hypocrisy. That's this religious system that we don't want to love. We can't be friends with. We don't want to be spotted by. You make the outside of the cup and platter look clean, but the inside is dirty. And then the next one, verse 27, "Woe unto you, scribes, Pharisees, hypocrites, for you are like unto whited sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful outward, but are within full of dead man's bones, and are full of uncleanness. Even so, you also outwardly appear righteous unto men, but within you are full of hypocrisy and iniquity." So this is one of these systems, the religious system, and I believe God is not wanting us to love this religious system more than any of the others. We profess to be clean or whatever, or we show ourselves to be clean by the outside, the way that we dress, but inside we're just full of dead man's bones. And he gives it as an example of this, of a casket, you know, or of a tomb. It looks beautiful on the outside. The paint's nice. Everything's clean on the outside, but inside there's dead man's bones in there, and they're smelly, and they're rotten, and they're ugly, and they make a stench in God's nostrils. And he says, verse 28 here, "Even so you also outwardly appear righteous unto men, but within you are full of hypocrisy and iniquity." So that's, this religious system that he doesn't want us to love. In verse 29 says, "Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, because you build the tombs of the prophets and garnish the sepulchres of the righteous, and say, if we had been in the day of our fathers, we would not have been partakers with them in the blood of the prophets. And this one here, as I was reading this, I was thinking, you know, with Anabaptism, you know, we look highly at our at the heritage that we would have. You know, we look at the early Anabaptists and how they gave their lives for the Lord, how they didn't live a selfish life. They preached the gospel. They were going around teaching and preaching, and we lift them all up high, but we're not doing it ourselves. We lift up the tombs of our how does it say it here? Because you build the tombs of the prophets and garnish the sepulchres of the righteous. You look back and you see these things about Jacob Alman and Edel Simons and George Blaurock and all these different ones that we look highly back to them, but we say we're Anabaptists, but are we really Anabaptists when we're not even living the way that they're living or they lived and preaching the gospel and those kind of things? So in seeing the world turned upside down, oh God help us. So we don't want to be like those scribes, Pharisees, hypocrites. This is the world. This is the religious system that God is not wanting us to love. Let's see. Let's turn over to James. James chapter 1. And James actually talks quite a bit about this also. James 1. The last verse there, chapter 1, verse 20, well, the second to the last, 26, if any man among you seem to be religious and bridleth not his tongue but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is vain. So here we have somebody that seems to be religious, but he doesn't know how to bridle his tongue. Says this man's religion is vain. This is the religious system that God doesn't want us to love. And as I've mentioned here, the next verse is pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction and to keep himself unspotted from the world. Oh, there's so much here that we could talk about. Also in James chapter 3, it says that the fountain that send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter. Can a fig tree, my brethren, bear olive berries, either a vine fig? So can no fountain both yield salt water and fresh. All right. You remember the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus comes down pretty hard on those who make a show of what they're doing, whether it's giving, whether it's praying, or whether it's fasting. And he comes down very hard on those things. Jesus does. In the Old Testament, there's many verses that we could look at where God is, the prophets of the Lord are rebuking the religious system, the religious systems of the world. And you know, it was back in the Old Testament times. It's in the New Testament times that we read about, but it's also in our own time. And it hasn't gone away. It's still here. It's very fresh. It's very real. And these are the systems of the world that God doesn't want us to be loving, doesn't want us to be spotted by. Ezekiel 33, verse 31 and 32, it says, And they come unto thee as a people cometh, and they sit before thee as my people, and they hear thy words, but they will not do them. For with their mouth they show much love, but their heart goeth after their covetousness. And lo, thou art unto them as a very lovely song of one that hath a pleasant voice and can play well on the instrument, for they hear thy word, but they do them not. So, what a warning! What a verse! What a warning here. Coming to God, looking good on the outside, meeting together as a church, hearing the messages, reading the Bible, hearing from the Word of God, but not doing what it says and going after their own covetousness. Covetousness is, you know, is building our own kingdoms, not building God's kingdom, making our own plans building our own kingdoms. Oh, God, help us. Matthew chapter 7, more of Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, more of Jesus' teaching, his exhortations to his disciples and to those that were listening to him there. Matthew chapter 7, verse 21, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and thy name have cast out devils, and thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity." So this religious system of the world, this is, we can call him Lord, we can say many good and right things, but do we really know him, and does he really know us? Are we really his children? And he says here that he'll profess unto them, I never knew you, depart from me, ye that work iniquity. So this is very clear that they're not going to heaven. These people are not going to be ushered into the glories of heaven. Yeah, the preacher might pronounce them going to heaven by at their funeral, but that doesn't mean God is going to receive them into heaven. Just because the preacher preaches and says something about them going to heaven, it's not that way. God is the one who sees our hearts. He knows where we're at, and so there's many people here that it says it's not just few, but he says many will say to me in that day, that's the day of judgment. Oh, we've done these wonderful things. We dressed this way. We did this and we did that, but we weren't doing what Christ said. We were living our own selfish life, like, you know, it talked about there in Ezekiel about going after their own covetousness. And oh, God, help us. Matthew or Mark chapter 7, verse 6. There's so many here. And I'm only just touching the surface of this religious system that God doesn't want us to be loving and doesn't want us to be spotted by or conformed to. It says here in Mark chapter 7, verse 6, "He answered and said to them, Well hath Isaiah prophesied of you hypocrites, as it is written, This people honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Howbeit in vain," that's in futility, "in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrine the commandments of men." Why is it in vain? It's because they're not going to heaven if they don't repent and turn from this. "Howbeit in vain do they do worship me, teaching for doctrine the commandments of men, for laying aside the commandment of God, to hold the traditions of men as the washing of pots and of cups and many other things. Of such things." And you add the list to that. You know, it's the washing of cups and pots and back in those days. But what are the traditions of men that we are holding up today that aren't even the traditions of God? That, oh, Lord, have mercy. And just one more, Titus chapter 1. Verse 16, it says, "They profess that they know God, but in works they deny him, being abominable, incorruptible and disobedient and unto every good work reprobate. Yeah, Titus has a lot to say about this also, or Paul does to Titus. They profess that they know God, but in works they deny him, being abominable and disobedient and to every good work reprobate. So this is one of the systems, one of the many systems that God does not want us to love, the religious system. He doesn't want us to be spotted by it. He doesn't want us to be conformed to it. And he doesn't want us to be friends with it, because if we're a friend with it, we're an enemy of God. So tomorrow we'll conclude our teaching here on the systems of the world, on this word cosmos. So God bless you. Thanks again for calling in.